Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
12 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you with us on this Friday morning. Finally, Friday has arrived. Sure, everyone's, you know, just sort of letting go, and yeah, just a few more hours and it's the weekend. Great stuff. Though, let's move along to our first feature this morning, and we carry on with the discussion around the Al Noor Orphanage. Basically, now the orphanage is saying that the Social Development Department did not follow due process, and that the number of children that were removed, it was reported as 17 earlier this week, but the Al Noor Orphanage says it was 16 children. They've been left traumatized, according to the orphanage, by the very same department that was supposed to protect them. And this was after, you know, alleged reports had come through of reports of abuse as well as sexual abuse happening at the orphanage. But let's, you know, understand what exactly has been going on there. And this morning we are joined by the founder and principal of the Al Noor Orphanage, Amina Madin. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning and thanks for joining us. Of course, you know, just to give us an understanding, what exactly happened on Monday, the 10th of June?
What happened on Monday, the 10th of June? The department came into the orphanage and forcefully removed the children in our care. We did ask them what were they removing the children for. They said that it is about some allegations that they have heard. Therefore, that we are not looking care of the children. So there is an allegations that they have heard. So they want to remove the children, and they interviewed them at the private space, Amina? Where it would not be interrupted. Mm. And therefore, our social worker, they called the social worker, and the social worker came in. They said they wanted to speak with the facility manager and the social worker.
Okay.
And then the social worker, some of them went into the room of this, into the office of the social worker, and the others went into the office of the facility manager. And they just told the social worker, no, we are coming to face the children and interview them on a private space, which is true. They are custodian of the children, and so we are the second custodian of the children. Therefore, we do not have any problem with them interviewing the children at their private space. So, and the children they told the children they are taking them. And then when they arrive in the rooms of the children, then they told the children must pack everything. So the children could not pack their clothes, and the children were starting to cry, and were asking, why are we taking everything of ours, which we are not supposed to take.
Okay.
And they have told our social worker that they want to interview the children and bring them back on Friday, just for 2 days.
Okay.
So they'll bring them over the weekend.
So, Amina,
and we didn't have any problem with that. So the social worker said yes, and they went into the rooms, and when they were told to take the children stuff, and then the children started realizing that they asked them to pack everything, most of their clothing, all their clothing. And then the children said, why should we take all the clothing when it's about just about some time? The social worker,
Amina, how many children were they? How many girls, how many boys, and what were their ages?
The ages of the children that we keep are usually the ages of 7 to 16, but it depends on what are the criteria. If they have siblings on them, if they have siblings, then their siblings should be between, if a child got a sibling of 5 years, then there will be a child which can be kept of five years. And it depends. If some children are above 16, a recommendation can be made by the department. If their schoolwork is, if the home circumstances is not comfortable, then they can release them. at different times.
So did the department notify you of the visit on Monday? And did you adequately... did you prepare the children for the visit by the department?
Forcefully remove the children. But of course, we did not have any right to send the children to the social worker to get bags. When we started realizing that, the children started realizing that it was a forceful removal, is when they told the children to pack all their things. And the children went into the room, the things were
okay,
too
you've
much
told
for
us
them
that.
To pack.
Right, okay.
One of the things is they brought three vans. And one of the vans, it was just packed for the children's stuff, yet it was not enough to take all the things. They even sent the social worker to go and buy more bags to come and put in. Some of the children actually refused to pack their things. We still have children's things that are here, but they packed the things and went into the car. And then some of the social workers said, but there are a lot of things that you provide for these children. And the children, they could see the children did not want to go. But of course, our social worker had to give them the form that they signed that when somebody wants to take the children out or away from home, the social worker will give them a leave of absence.
Okay.
So we gave them the form, they signed that they're taking out the children. And then after we had a concern when most of the children, I think they had phones or something, they started phoning us complaining that was not what was going on, and they placed them in different juvenile facilities or homes that were not comfortable for them. So they did ask. The children phoned the home, and the social worker was concerned. So the social worker, we went, told us, and then management went to the department. That was on Wednesday, I think, and when they went to ask them, after we've been making numerous calls for the department to answer, we didn't get through to anybody. So we went that day to the department, and there was somebody who came down, answered the call, said to us, no, we must go, we're going to hear a press release, or we're going to hear it through the media. Before we could even go out of there, that is when we started getting reports from the media, from everywhere. So we were as shocked as
Amina?
The rest of the community are shocked.
Amina?
Because the department did not inform us of anything. They said they were going to return the children on a Friday on that weekend. And of course, they can even take the children for 2 weeks or whatever time.
Okay, so explain to us these allegations now, the abuse and sexual abuse allegations that have come through. It's not the first time that the Al Noor Orphanage is being investigated. So where have these allegations stemmed from?
We do not know of the allegation. No arrest has been made. We don't even know the case number. We don't even know who they charge. We didn't. We have not. The police has not been around us. We haven't seen any official document or any person called to arrest. We have not received anything from the department.
Amina, so you do not physically abuse, sexually abuse these children at the orphanage. Is that what you're saying?
And these are very strong allegations that are made against children and against the people working for children. Nobody, even as a Muslim, as a normal individual, even me, the founder of the home, and nobody looking after these children will not allow such an abuse to go around children. For 18 years, this home has been operating, and this is not the first time they've given this allegation, but this time, government or the people who have laid this charge must be able to prove it and maybe able to say something against the to the public and to even us in the institution for us to follow. When there is an allegation made, I know the allegations are very strong. Then an arrest is supposed to be made. And if there is found one staff or anybody looking after the children, or even if it's me that have sexually abused the child, I should be arrested. I should be put into jail. Then the department or the police will take its course and then follow up and hear also my own side of the story, and then I should be punished if I have have done that. This applies to anybody. We cannot, for 18 years, and no has looked after children. We have, these children are, it's not because it's the state entrusting them to us. These are children Allah has created. These are children that Almighty God has given. Nobody should abuse them. Nobody should arrest them. Anybody who is found guilty of this offense should be put to jail, should be arrested, should
Amina,
be punished.
Amina.
Therefore, strong allegations like this are really, really disturbing.
Amina.
And when there is no proof, this is a ploy. I'm not going to say this is an attempt again to remove the off to take away or to stop Anu from existing.
Why would
we should find the proof and we should prove that these are allegations that should be found guilty and they are found to be true. As far as we do not even know of the allegations yet, we cannot know how to defend ourselves because we do not know of anything. We haven't got a case number. We haven't got any person charged for it. So we cannot, we don't know what to say. We are as shocked.
Okay, let's leave it at that.
Like
all right, thanks so much.
In the public.
Okay. Amina, just to clarify, you yourself at this moment in time don't know of any abuse happening within Al Noor, either by teachers or by the fellow children. You haven't heard of any abuse going on. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And if there is, like I said, ma'am, if there is any, there is a procedure concerning anything concerning children, even if a staff or a child is, there is a problem which is going on with the child, any abuse or in any form, the social worker has to know about it, and if it's a serious offense, then it is reported immediately to the department, and the relevant stakeholders are involved, and they are being told that it's a process that is being taken. Of now, I know nothing. We know nothing about any.
All right, Amina, thanks so much for that this morning, and you know, for just helping us understand exactly what's been going on. So that was the founder and principal of Al Noor Orphanage, Amina, there speaking to us this morning.